Good afternoon. This is Archdeacon Steve West, the parish priest of St. Barnabas Parish in the Anglican Church and the Diocese of Trinidad and Tobago. I welcome you to reflection on this 13th Sunday after Pentecost, proper 16 year A. Our readings today, Isaiah chapter 51, verses 1 to 6. Psalm 138, Paul's letter to the Romans, chapter 12, verses 1 to 8, and the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 16, verses 13 to 20. Let us pray. The Lord is here, and we will praise him. The Lord is here, and we will worship him. The Lord is here, and we will trust him. The Lord is here, and we will honor him. The Lord is here, and he has called us to give him all the glory. Amen. His name is mighty, and he is the Lord. His name is creator, and he makes all things new. His name is Sustainer, and he holds us in the palm of his hand. His name is Savior, and he died in our place. His name is Forgiveness, and he can be trusted to heal and to bless. His name is Holy, and he is the one that we have come to worship. His name means he is worthy to receive all we have and all we are, forever and forever. Amen. Lord, we have come to praise you for your faithfulness to your people down the centuries and across the world. We have come to remember all you have done for us, changing our lives, renewing our relationship with you, and by your grace, making us your people. We have come to give you thanks, to sing your praises, and to acknowledge that you are the Lord. May your name be honored and lifted high here and everywhere. Amen. Our hymn, CPWI 348, The Church's One Foundation.
Glory.
We pray the collect for proper 16, followed by the collect for independence as Trinidad and Tobago celebrates its 61st anniversary of independence, then our parish prayer. Let us pray. Grant, O merciful God, that your church, being gathered together in unity by your Holy Spirit, may show forth your power among all peoples to the glory of your name, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever. Amen. God our Father, whose will it is that your people should live in ordered societies, inspire the people of this nation with the spirit of justice, truth, and love. And so guide our leaders and all who make decisions on our behalf, that they may direct our affairs in righteousness and peace, that we may live in peace and harmony, and to your honor and glory, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Our parish prayer. Gracious God, you sent your only Son, Jesus, to be for us an example of godly living. Empower us by your Holy Spirit to treasure your creation, that we may be his faithful disciples in our time and place, making disciples of all nations, sharing his words with all who need to hear them, and helping our brothers and sisters to experience life in all its fullness, all to your honor and glory, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Our reflection today is entitled, God of All Hopefulness. God of All Hopefulness. In today's Old Testament reading, the prophet Isaiah speaks to a people who are living without hope. Because of their persistent failure to keep the covenant with God, the chosen people have been sent into exile in Babylon. The prophet Isaiah has been sent to announce the end of the exile. The Lord has forgiven his people and is about to come and gather them himself and lead them back home. The prophet speaks to a broken people who are afraid to get their hopes up. They are not as numerous as they once were, and their land has been laid waste. God, through the prophets, gives them hope. They are invited to remember the past when their God did the impossible. Isaiah chapter 51, verse 2, the writer says, "Look to Abraham your father and to Sarah who bore you. For he was but one when I called him, but I blessed him and made him many." The Lord who called Abraham and Sarah the parents of a great nation can do the impossible. The Lord blessed Abraham and Sarah and created a great nation from two aged individuals. That same God can restore what has been destroyed. God gave Israel hope. They would become numerous again, and their desolate land would be transformed into a garden. In fact, the transformation had already begun. Isaiah writes, "Listen to me, my people, and give heed to me, my nation. For teaching will go out from me, and my justice for a light to the peoples. I will bring near my deliverance swiftly. My salvation has gone out, and my arms will rule the peoples. The coastlands wait for me, and for my arm they hope. Isaiah 51, verses 4 and 5. The people are reminded of the presence, the power, and faithfulness of their God. They can rely on their God, who is able to transform heaven and earth. The prophet continues, "Lift up your eyes to the heavens and look at the earth beneath, for the heavens will vanish like smoke, and the earth will wear out like a garment, and those who live on it will die like gnats. But my salvation will be forever, and my deliverance will never be ended." Isaiah 51, verse 6. The Lord, through the prophet, delivers a message of hope. The Lord's rescue operation has already begun. Help is on its way. The people will not have to wait much longer. The Lord will bring a deliverance and salvation that will be permanent. The Lord will reign over all the earth. The Lord will reign forever. The Lord will offer salvation to all of humankind. Therefore, the people can live in hope. In Psalm 138, the psalmist sings praises to a Lord whose words of hope have been fulfilled, and the people have experienced the faithfulness of their God. The psalmist proclaims the goodness of God. He writes, "I give you thanks, O Lord, with my whole heart. Before the gods I sing your praise. I bow down towards your holy temple and give thanks to your name for your steadfast love and your faithfulness. For you have exalted your name and your word above everything." Psalm 138, verses 1 and 2. The psalmist emphasizes God's steadfast love and faithfulness. God is worthy of praise, for God gives hope to God's people, for what God says as promises will be done in God's time and in God's way, but it will come to pass. The psalmist remembers that on the day I called you, you answered me. You increase the strength of my soul. Verse 3. The Lord not only heard and answered his prayers, but gave him what he needed to overcome his situation. The psalmist can have confidence in the future because of his God. He exclaims, "Though I walk in the midst of trouble, you preserve me against the wrath of my enemies. You stretch out your hand, and your right hand delivers me." Verse 7. When we believe in God's presence with us and God's greatness and faithfulness, we can have hope. Hope that whatever the future brings, we shall overcome. The psalmist ends on a triumphant note. He writes, "The Lord will fulfill his purpose for me. Your steadfast love, O Lord, endures forever. Do not forsake the work of your hands." Verse 8. The psalmist is assured that God has a purpose for God's people, and it is a good purpose, an enduring purpose, and the Lord will never forsake God's people. Because of God's love and faithfulness, the psalmist invites us to live in hope. For though the Lord is high, he regards the lowly. Psalm 138, verse 6a. In the face of God's faithfulness and love, in sending God's Son into the world for the salvation of humankind, Paul in Romans 12 invites us to respond with all that we have and all that we are to God's faithfulness and love. Paul implores us, I appeal to you, therefore, brothers and sisters, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God, which is your spiritual worship. Romans chapter 12, verse 1. Paul invites us to be transformed into people of God by the renewing of our minds. This will enable us to determine what is the will of God, and having discerned that will, we use the gifts given to us to do God's will, and as a result, bring hope to those who find themselves in situations of hopelessness. When we are committed to God's hopefulness, we will not only be people of hope, but we will bring hope into situations of hopelessness. And we will move those in hopelessness to a position of hope. Paul points us to three virtues which disciples of Christ must possess. He says, faith, hope, and love abide, these three. 1 Corinthians 13, verse 13a. We must be people of hope, for we worship a God of hopefulness. Amen. We continue in prayer as we pray the intercession for proper 16, followed by a prayer of thanksgiving for the nation, and then our parish prayer. Let us pray. Give thanks to the Lord, call upon his name. Son of man, you build your church on both the strength and frailty of your disciples. Pour out the riches of your grace, that with diverse gifts your church may further your kingdom. Nothing shall prevail against your will. Give thanks to the Lord, call upon his name. Son of man, before you nations are humbled. Remove the fear that leads to oppression and contempt that diminishes human worth. Strengthen all that leads to cohesive living. Give thanks to the Lord, call upon his name. Son of man, You bring to birth hope and new life. Bless all who work in maternity services and care of the newborn. Wrap all life in your tender love. Give thanks to the Lord. Call upon his name. Son of man, you fulfill the hopes and dreams of all ages. Be with all who long for relief from their suffering. Anoint us with your Holy Spirit. Give thanks to the Lord. Call upon his name. Son of man, your glory is revealed in your death and resurrection. We entrust to you all who have died. Unlock the gates of paradise that all may enter in. Give thanks to the Lord. Call upon his name. Prayers of thanksgiving for national life. Almighty God, giver of all good things, we thank you for the natural majesty and beauty of our land. They restore us, though we often destroy them. Heal us, O Lord. We thank you for the great resources of this nation. They make us rich, though we often exploit them. Forgive us, O Lord. We thank you for the men and women who have made this country strong. They are models for us, though we often fall short of them. Inspire us, O Lord. We thank you for the spirit of freedom which has been lit in this land. It has drawn people from every nation, though we have often hidden from its light. Enlighten us, O Lord. We thank you for the faith we have inherited in all its rich variety. It sustains our life, though we have been faithless again and again. Renew us, O Lord. Help us, O Lord, to finish the good work here begun. Strengthen our efforts to blot out ignorance and prejudice, and to abolish poverty and crime. And hasten the day when all our people, with many voices in one united chorus, will glorify your holy name. Amen. Heavenly Father, you have promised to hear what we ask in the name of your Son. Accept and fulfill our petitions, we pray, not as we ask in our ignorance, nor as we deserve in our sinfulness, but as you know and love us in your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. And as our Savior Christ had commanded and taught us, we are bold to say, Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial, and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. And the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us now, all now, and forevermore. Amen. Our hymn, How Deep the Father's Love for Us, SOF 780. Thank you. Let us pray. Teach us, good Lord, to serve you as you deserve, to give and not to count the cost, to fight and not to heed the wounds, to toil and not to seek for rest, to labor and not to ask for any reward, save that of knowing we do your will. And in that service, O God, we pray that you will continue to make us instruments of your peace. Where there is hatred, let us sow love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is despair, hope. Where there is darkness, light. And where there is sadness, joy. O Divine Master, grant that we may not so much seek to be consoled as to console, to be understood as to understand, to be loved as to love. For it is in giving that we receive. It is in pardoning that we are pardoned, and it is in dying that we are born to eternal life through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. God bless this nation of Trinidad and Tobago. Guide her peoples. Guide her leaders. And give us all your peace. For Jesus Christ's sake. Amen. And we wish you a very holy and productive week. We pray, continue to pray for our nation as we celebrate the 61st anniversary of our independence. And we leave you this evening with the national song, God Bless Our Nation, sung and played by Bishop Anstey Trinity College East Choir and Steel Band, followed by our national anthem, played on the steel pan by Shaquille Noel of St. Margaret's Boys Anglican School. We wish all a very happy Independence Day.